Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
For hundreds of years, anthropologists have studied the social relationships of human beings. And none have been more confounding than what they call the Different Strokes Effect.
Get it?
Meet Jade Gulliver, a charmingly low-maintenance, amicable sci-fi fan and avid podcaster. And David Lim, a top model strutting, goldfish-loving, walking jukebox. So, can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Okay, so Dave, you must feel so lucky to go and watch these shows that you would never have thought to watch ever before.
Look, I always go on the personal recommendation of a friend when it comes to TV shows because I'm quite loyal with the series that I watch.
Tune in for a Different Strokes take on television.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Great intro, Dave.
Oh, thanks, heaps. You know what? That intro was actually made at 8 o'clock tonight. I got home from dinner.
So snappy.
I know. I had a great Chinese for dinner.
Yeah.
You know, had lobster with noodles and everything. And I came home, I thought, I haven't done an intro for our TV segment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit me. You know, that squelching electro beats. I just thought, that is just so what we are talking about. In any case, tonight you'll be talking about Glee and the Glee phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Everyone, literally everyone I know, is crazy about it.
Yes. And what I find like really interesting about the whole thing is, so Glee, for those who don't know, is sort of, it's an American program, but it's like a musical comedy, dramedy type series. It's only about 9 episodes old.
Oh, okay. So yeah, it's definitely fairly new, yeah.
Yeah, and the pilot aired like 2 or 3 months before the rest of the show. So there was like two or three months where I remember I tuned into it on the recommendation of our podcaster, Nat, who has great taste in television, by the way. Like she's got so she recommended it, and I went and listened to it, watched it, and and I was like, okay. And then it was like, it was off for 2 months.
So nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was like coming in 2 months.
Can I just ask, with that pilot episode you watched, is this one of those things where Australian TV is like 3 years behind everyone else?
No, they did the same thing in the US. So we're actually running on the same, I think we're about 2 weeks behind the US.
But pretty close.
We're very, very close. Mm-hmm. So they were doing the same thing in the US, and I could not for the life of me figure out what was going on. I was so angry. You know, like when you watch a show and you like it and you're just like, oh.
And you want
to. And I'm so used to that frustration because that happens to the shows I like all the time.
You're worried that it gets axed.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, move somewhere else and then I've, you know, got to go find it on DVD or watch it online or, you know, that kind of.
Yeah. So tell me a bit about Glee first because I'm really vague about this. I must be the only gay in the station to have not watched an episode.
The hype in that 2 months around this show is unbelievable. So it's you know, it's been compared to High School Musical. I've never seen High School Musical, and
well,
I don't think that's an accurate thing. Anyway, I like to think it's a bit of a Jade and Dave show.
Do you reckon?
Yes, because right, it's got this kind of aspect of like really popular type, you know, pop kind of feel to it, but there's also that sort of underbelly
element.
Yeah, and then there's that underbelly of like nerdiness.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, I think it's got broad appeal in that respect. I think it could be a Different Strokes, you know, grey area. We often have those with music.
We have them with music, yeah.
But you admit to not seeing any episodes.
To be honest, look, you'd have to be living under a pretty big rock to, yes, first of all, not know what Glee is, or not having known what, you know, the songs that they've done on it, because it's like a musical-based show.
Yes.
So, being a pop music lover that I am, I'm very well aware of what they do, what the show is about. Mm-hmm. I've seen the clips on YouTube, you know, where when the football players did Single Ladies, blah, blah, blah.
You didn't feel it?
I don't know. It might come as a surprise to you, Jade, but I'm not a very big fan of musicals.
Yes.
You know, I've actually gotten into musicals at a very, very late age. Not that I'm very old, but, you know, like the past year or two.
Well, I'm not a big fan of musicals either.
I just, you know, it's not really my kind of thing that I want to watch on TV.
Yes.
Musicals, I struggle to get through High School Musical, and I'm not sure whether it's because it's bad or if it's a musical.
Okay, so let me move on from my offensiveness of you not even giving something a go.
Look, I will give it a go. I will, but you need to sell it to me. Sell it to me, sister.
Okay.
Sell it to me like you're knocking on my door with a Jehovah's
so
Witness
Bible. So the music
Bible.
Doesn't to appeal me. To you, so we're going to forget the music.
The
all
music
right?
kind of, oh, you know, yeah, I can do it.
What I like about the show, right, is that crossover appeal. It's like got a very... For the first time, I don't have to worry about a show that I like being put in a crappy time slot. That will disappear because, you know, it's got kind of that really, if you just want to watch it and you don't really want to think about it, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to, like, really enjoy it and get into it, then you've got also that option, because there's also sort of an aspect of there's sarcasm type humor, which, you know, I love. It is kind of stereotypical in terms of the characters. There are very, you know, there's the token, you know, flamboyant gay guy, you know, there's the popular football dude and all of that kind of stuff. But I do like those kinds of things when they're kind of played up,
mm-hmm.
you know, that idea.
It's almost like a parody.
Yeah, you know, and we've often done parodies of ourselves and our personalities. I love angst.
Okay,
I love teenage angst.
That's a very strange
angst.
Thing to say.
I love teenage angst.
So is there an element of teenage angst
there
in this
is.
Show?
I would like to see a bit more of, there's, because it's such a large ensemble cast, you don't really get to see a lot. I mean, it's only 8 episodes in. Hasn't been huge amounts of development in terms of the broader cast. So there's like, there's the two, sort of the guy and the girl main kind of unrequited love type thing that's going on, and they get a lot of screen time, as you would expect. And then there's the teacher on the side who gets a lot of screen time. He can have less screen time as far as I'm concerned, but there's like other members of the Glee Club. So this whole show is about a high school choir or Glee Club, and there are other members that are quite interesting characters that I don't feel like I've got a chance to get to know yet.
Well, like you said, it's only 8 episodes in, so who knows.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, look, a love triangle could form, or, you know, it could, yeah.
It doesn't have to be about love, but, you know, just that.
You know, I know what you mean.
It takes with the large amount of characters that there are in the cast, it is going to take a long time to sort of get to know those characters more broadly.
Mm.
This is what I found really interesting. There's going to be like an American Idol type tour, like, you know how they put the American Idols on tour around the country. They're going to do that with the Glee cast.
Really?
Yes.
Everyone is going?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
I found that really interesting. But there has been an invention of the Glee fans.
Okay. What do you call them? Because I know X-Files.
Yes.
You see, I wouldn't have known this if I wasn't
Insert
listening to...
Insert X-Files rants here.
I know, and it's not from Jade, it's from Dave. That's what's really scary.
Yes.
That's how you know we've been breathing the same air for too long. So, X-Files, for those of you who don't know, X-Files fans are called X-Files with a P-H-I-L-E-S. Mm-hmm. What do you call Glee fans?
They're called Gleeks.
Gleeks, like geek, but cross with Glee.
Yes.
Okay.
So there's been this like big take up of people calling themselves Gleeks. And, you know, I noticed one thing I have noticed about Glee is that it is one of the shows that's mentioned very, very regularly on Twitter. It did have, during that 2-month period, it was mentioned quite a lot. They've done a lot
trending.
Of, yeah, they've promoted the show a lot through social networking. you know, much like The X-Files was considered to be the first show that embraced the internet. But anyway,
Please stop.
I do look forward, insert another X-Files rant here. I do look forward to when, as it develops, like what to hear what the offshoots of the Gleek community is. So like, you know, when X-Files had the shippers and the no Romos and all of that kind of stuff, you know, soon there'll be relationships about, you know, all the debates about the different types of relationships on Glee.
Oh, it just, does your mind ever go to rest?
On X-Files?
Yeah.
No. I can't help it. It's just burned
in there. So, look, it, like you said, it's very new. It's only 8 episodes in. And look, well, a couple of the guys from Glee actually have been in Joy.
Yes, they have.
Were you excited when you meet them?
I was very excited. I was very excited because Jane Lynch, who plays the coach, Chris, in the show, right, she came in to do an interview, mm-hmm. and she did on the camper van. But, yeah, so I was very excited about her because I was a fan of her outside of Glee. And then we had the two main characters, or the actors who play the two main characters, Corey Monteith.
He's hot.
Yes, and Lea Michele, who they play the main characters,
She's
Finn
not bad.
And yeah. Rachel. Yeah. and, yeah, so it was kind of exciting. Joy was all a Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not just on Twitter. You know,
everyone suddenly wanted to come into the studio.
Yeah, and this is only after one episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is amazing. Look, very rarely.
I'm sure it helps that they were all really attractive and nice and all that kind of, yeah. You know,
the star quality stuff. But what really amazes me is that so many TV shows are launched every year, mm-hmm. and they're relegated to really crappy time slots, like you said. Mm-hmm. I still don't understand why 30 Rock is like really late.
Where is it?
Hello, what on earth is going on?
Yeah.
You know, somebody at Channel 7 is obviously blind and deaf, mm-hmm. and doesn't know how to do programming. But anyway, you know, there's so many shows that come out and really don't get the proper time slot or the proper push that they deserve. And you see Glee come in and just sweep it all.
Mm.
It's really a phenomenon.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, this is a new show. To have that much promotion around a new show, I mean, the entire cast was flown out here to Australia. I think what'll be really interesting is to see how it ages and how it develops, like, mm. over time. Like, is it just going to hit some sort of, is it going to bottom out, or mm. does it have staying power? That'll be the interesting thing to watch.
Who knows? And if you're a true Gleek like Jade is, you'd already be making up possible storylines.
Yes.
And, you know,
writing fan fiction.
Writing fan fiction already. So I feel sorry for you.
I don't write fan fiction. Come on.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Welcome to Different Strokes Online. Log in to hear Jade and Dave's perspectives on online media.
The internet should not be used as a high-tech babysitter. We need to make sure that when our kids surf the web, they don't drown.
I love the old school, like, modem log-on thing.
Do you know, I had to actually YouTube dial-up sound just to get that for the intro.
Yeah.
Because it's been so long. As soon as I heard it right, I was just like, oh, it is the year 1999 all over again.
There's this newfangled thing called the internet.
I know. And we all have Big Pond mail. Yeah, no, that's so daggy.
I love it.
But in any case, this new segment on Different Strokes is dedicated to what we see as cool and what's happening on the online world. Mm. And this week, what we're going to do is I'm going to talk about fashion blogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, one thing that I actually really like browsing when I'm on the internet. It's one of those things that I always have as a favorite.
Yep.
So every now and then I would go to a fashion blog just to see what's happening in men's fashion, what the new styles this season are, or, you know, some quirky scarves or necklaces, because
mm-hmm.
I'm really into all that.
I could never imagine looking at a fashion blog, ever.
I think it's really interesting. And here's the thing, right? In this day and age, there is a fashion blog for pretty much any style out there.
Are most of these people amateurs or...?
No, I mean, there are amateur blogs. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong, there are. But the kind of blogs that I normally go for are the ones that's a lot more polished. And, you know, they actually have a whole team behind it. They have their own domain name and it looks really spiffy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, you see. It looks like a real website, but it's still got the way they write, the tone of their presentation with the content is still very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that a lot. Here's the thing. So with fashion blogs, like I said, there's something to suit everybody. Depends on your style. I mean, you could be into preppy European style or, you know, modern DIY couture kind of stuff. There's a blog out there for, you know, people like that. Or they could be just like you, Jade, you know, with a very geeky, chic sense of style. There are plenty of t-shirt blogs and stuff like that I'm sure you can find.
Oh, yeah, love it.
The thing with this whole fashion blog thing and why it's becoming more popular is I reckon, look, we're living in an era now where people are shopping online and buying clothes online is not a problem anymore.
Mm-hmm. How do you find, last week we had a discussion about how much you love a magazine,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you find that sort of difference between like reading a fashion magazine and mm-hmm. being able to look at the pictures and like examine these, you know, really thick magazines and a blog?
It's really consumed differently. When I don't buy fashion magazines.
Yep.
Oh, what am I kidding? I do actually buy men's style magazines. So mm-hmm. it's more general than just men's fashion. There's, you know, I don't know, there's travel.
Your
and there's
kind of pop culture magazines that you like to read, though, yeah. do have a large fashion element to them.
There is, yeah. There's bits of everything. And what I like about blogs is that it's specific. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a niche. All the good blogs out there have their own niche, okay? Yep. They differentiate themselves from their competitors one way or another, whether they focus on a particular style or particular influence or they go into more depth or just the way they present it is different. That's what I like about it. So what I've done is like I was saying before, it's fueled by this generation of people that are shopping online and all that. And do you actually buy clothes from the internet or eBay or anything like that? Do you buy clothes like that? Or do you actually go into a store?
I go into a store. I need to, like, see it.
A lot of people buy clothes from the internet, though.
Yeah. A lot of people do.
And it works.
I need to see it.
Yeah, look, it works. And I'm yet to do it. Mm-hmm. I really want to because I'll be eBaying in the middle of the night sometimes and go, those gloves are so hot. And, of course, they're from South Korea, which means it would probably fit on my pinky.
Yeah.
Like the whole damn glove would fit on my pinky and that's it. So the key to actually shopping for clothes on the internet as well is obviously getting the measurements right. But I think in the future, shipping will be a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a lot easier for you to actually get clothes flown in or, you know, actually import your style, so to speak.
I could imagine I would do it with shoes, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but no one would. You know what I mean? In the future, I don't think anyone would just shop and wear what all the locals are wearing.
Yeah.
It's just more exciting if you can say, oh, you know, I got this from Japan. not so you can brag.
Oh, it was flown in.
Yeah, it was flown in for me. Not so you can brag, but if you really genuinely like something and you can't find it here.
It's like there's no boundaries anymore.
There is no boundaries. That's what I love about it. And with looking at fashion blogs as well, there's always that temptation. It's mm-hmm. like window shopping. You can't afford it sometimes, but you know if you want it to, you can track down the stockist and you can order it.
Yeah.
So I've chosen three fashion blogs that I really love to talk about tonight. The first one is called Style Nerds. And by the way, if you want a link to these three blogs, you can head to our Different Strokes blog. Mm-hmm. I put links up on there.
Yeah, so joy.org.au/differentstrokes.
That's where all the links are. So the first one I've chosen is called Style Nerds. Now, this is what I really like about it. They actually have a really critical sort of nerdy look at fashion and style.
Okay.
They have a segment called The Lookbook. Mm-hmm. Which is all about dissecting a particular style. They do stuff like, you know, how to wear a suit, how to pick a good suit, you know, go into the really nitty-gritty details like that.
Mm-hmm.
They also do stuff like they profile, like, the pop producer Pharrell Williams, look at his style, what his fashion influences are. And, you know, it's really kind of geeky stuff like that.
Yep.
I really like that. You know, if you wanted something more informative and something rich in content, this is a good site to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just about clothes, it's style in general, you know, the whole ethos. So that's called Style Nerds. The other blog that I like is actually, I like this blog for a whole different reason, even though the content is quite similar to Style Nerds.
Mm-hmm.
French Truckers is another one of my favorite blogs. Now, they do men's fashion.
Okay.
And I seriously want you to check this blog out, Jade, because I think you would love it. I've seen so many cool t-shirts on there and I go, oh, Jade would totally wear that.
I'm a huge t-shirt fan.
Yeah, you love your quirky t-shirts. So the thing about this the thing about French truckers is that they categorize things in a really cute way on the site.
Mm-hmm.
They have pictures and, you know, you can click on a group of pictures and it says retro and it will take you to all these retro clothes that they have on the site. Or you can click on hats and you can view all the hats.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, how we tag our blogs down the bottom.
Yep.
So people can refer to them. They do it with images and it's very cute.
Aww.
They even color code it.
Awesome.
So if you want, you can select a whole color and there's all these fashion accessories and all these clothes and hats and shoes that are all black or all purple or whatever it is.
Mm.
I think it's really cute. I love it. And the third blog that I really love, and this one is slightly unrelated, but I thought I'd throw it in anyway. It's called Red Carpet Fashion Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one's actually my boyfriend's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jade, I've often told you, and I don't know, I might have talked about this more when we first started dating.
Mm-hmm.
That my boyfriend's very much the opposite of me.
He's very Jade.
He's kind of Jade. That's what I thought, right, when we first met.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts name-dropping all these designer labels, and I'm just like, Queen, please, who are you?
Yeah.
You know? And he loves his fashion.
He is a child of different strokes. I think we've said that before, though.
Yeah, my boyfriend loves our show. And, yeah, you know, he's got the both elements of, you know, camping, geek and all that. So he loves his fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes his blog called Red Carpet Fashion Awards, because what this blogger does is she picks photos from celebrities, you know, obviously celebrity shots on the red carpet or whatever movie premiere.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this knack of matching them with the designer labels. And, you know, like, let's say Heidi from the Sugar Babes could be wearing a beautiful long black dress.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be able to magically match that up with, oh, that's a Victoria Beckham dress. And the very next image next to Heidi is the model wearing the dress.
Okay, so she references everything to where it came from.
That is real diligence right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're looking at someone who's absolutely passionate about fashion.
Yes.
You know, someone who's just, it's just not a skirt. That's an Alexander McQueen skirt. You know, it's,
yeah.
You want someone who's passionate about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think if you're a blogger yourself, you've got to be really crazy passionate about, mm-hmm, what you do to make it really, really work. And it's got to come through. And I sense it with all these three blogs.
Mm.
You know, they love what they do and they present it in a really, really easy to understand way and easy to browse kind of format.
Awesome.
So, yeah, even if you're not a big fashion
browser. Is there a runner's blog?
Runners, what?
It's all about runners, you know.
Oh, as in like sneakers and shoes.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is if you find it, Jade.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can start one up with your shoe collection.
Oh, sure. It'll be the offshoot of the Different Strokes blog.
How many shoes have you got anyway?
I don't have that many. Come on.
Oh, I looked at your shoe closet the other night. There's quite a fair few. Come on.
There's around 10.
I will tell you how many shoes I have if you tell me how many. Did you say 10?
Yeah.
10. That's 10 pairs.
10's not a lot.
It is a lot. I've only got 4 pairs.
Oh, no.
I may be lying, but really, I wear 4 pairs.
You wear 4 pairs.
There's probably like 65. I am Imelda Marcos in a gay Asian male form.
Forget what you've heard. I do listen to Strummy Lala music, as I like to call it.
Get ready for a Different Strokes take on music.
This is Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Now, last week I got to rant about Tegan and Sarah in our music segment.
This week I'm going to take control.
Yes.
And introduce you to Annie's music.
Are you prying control out of my fingers?
Yeah. Jade, look, this is my thoughts, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had heard Annie in the early stages, like with her first single, I don't think you would have liked it at all. But I actually think with this album, with her new album, Don't Stop, there might actually be a chance that you would probably like one or two songs, at least.
This will be interesting for me because I don't know anything about Annie. Now, normally with some of your people, I've heard them a couple of times before and I can normally make comment about them in some respect. But because I don't know anything about Annie, I look forward to...
You reserve judgment.
Yeah, I look forward to a David Lim-inspired rant.
So basically, look, if you haven't heard of Annie, just like Jade, she is a Norwegian electropop artist. A couple of years ago, she had a really big hit. Well, when I say really big, it's kind of big on the underground kind of level.
Okay.
It wasn't like big on the pop charts or anything.
So underground is what in the pop scene?
I mean, she's kind of like Vivi Brown of 2009. That's another pop music reference there.
Yes.
You know, really, really favoured by the British pop fans, but not really doing well on charts, not really added on radio or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she's one of those artists that people either feel very strongly about or they don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's a bit cultish.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. She has that cultish element to it. And the thing about Annie's music is that, it always felt like it should be independent. Mm-hmm. She felt like an indie artist for me this whole time, even though she was making bubblegum pop, electro pop stuff. You know, she previously worked with Richard X, and she's come back with Richard X again for this album. Richard X, I think we mentioned once on our show when we were doing an electro pop and indie pop crossover.
Yes.
Yeah. Richard X does a lot of electro pop kind of stuff. He's worked with Rachel Stevens and
so S Club 7.
From S Club 7. Very good. So he does his best work with Annie.
Mm-hmm.
She has this really kind of fairy, kind of high-pitched vocals, you know, very, very kind of soft, wavy vocals. And I think it suits the kind of electropop genre.
Okay.
But what she's done with this second album, Don't Stop, is that she's gone a little more spunky indie electro, which I wasn't expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I kind of think, oh, maybe Jade would probably buy into it a little.
And you probably researched this like years ago, right? And you knew it was coming and you knew what the sound was going to be.
Yeah. That's the difference, because you mentioned last week that you like to be surprised when it comes to new releases.
Yeah.
You don't want to know who your artist is working with or what it's going to sound like, whereas I have to know it.
Yeah.
And it's really hard with Annie's album. It's really hard to not know, because this is what happened, Jade. In April last year, the first single, I Know Your Girlfriend Hates Me, was released.
Okay.
She was due to actually release the album by then already. The album was pretty much done. But then because the single flopped at number 56 in the UK, the album was never released.
Okay.
Island Records, which was the main label that was looking after her at the time, kind of kept pushing the album back. She eventually parted ways with a record label in November last year.
Yeah.
And she started her own record company and, you know, started putting out singles. But, you know, somewhere between April and her leaving the record company, her album had leaked onto the internet.
Hmm.
So most people have probably already heard of Don't Stop. So what she did was, when she left the label, she said that, look, it will be a whole new track listing. I've still got the album with me. I'm still going to put out the album, but it's going to be slightly different. So can you imagine? The album was done probably, I reckon it was done April last year.
Okay.
And it's only just come out in a physical copy in late October, and it's still coming out in the process of getting released all over the world now as we speak.
Yeah, so you had to get this specially flown in, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, this smells fresh because it's come from the UK.
Yeah.
And I've even got, like, the limited edition with a bonus EP.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't get it without the limited edition. That's ridiculous.
No, well, I'm a big fan, and this is why I had to get the limited EP as well, because at the time where the album leaked on the internet, she had already put a lot of new songs on in between then and releasing the album. So a lot of the stuff, like a lot of the older singles, like Antonio, I Know Your Girlfriend Hates Me, has already been bumped off the track listing.
Okay.
If you just got the standard edition, you wouldn't have the two singles.
Mm.
So, but if you get the limited edition, it's on there.
Very smart, Dave.
I love it, because, look, here's another selling point for you, Jade. And once again, I feel like I'm door knocking, but just pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
Annie is predominantly known for electropop, like I was saying. Mm-hmm. A lot of the stuff here was recorded 3 years ago, and it still actually sounds really current today. I'm really amazed by
that. So she was ahead of her time almost?
Oh, I don't know if it's ahead of the time, or she just finds music that really suits her and it just doesn't age. Because you know, with a lot of pop music, it can sound really trendy.
Yeah.
And a couple of years later, you listen and go, ugh.
Yeah, we tend to go through like phases with a lot of pop music. So there's like, you know, people are all doing the same thing and then they move into another phase.
Yeah, like they work with certain producers at the time that produce a certain sound. And then you listen back a couple of years later and go, that was so 2004. Everyone sounded like that.
Yeah.
But the thing with Annie is that she didn't have that problem. So even though the album, you know, stuff was written and recorded 3 years ago, it still sounds fresh today. She's collaborated with Paul Epworth, who produces for Bloc Party.
Mm-hmm.
And Florence and the Machines on this album. And she's also worked with Xenomania, who's a hit factory behind Girls Aloud and Sugar Babes.
Okay.
And then,
interesting Different Strokes crossover there.
It is. But then when you actually listen to the album and listen to tracks that Paul Epworth and Xenomania contribute, they're actually the spunky, indie, kind of rocky kind of songs.
Okay.
You know, and of course she's gone back and worked with Richard X, because that's her signature sound. You know, she's known for that bubblegum pop stuff. So she's always going to have that on the album. But what I really liked is just her playing with that. I felt like she's matured as an artist. You know, she's come forth and she's, played with her sound a little bit more. And she's gone independent, which I love. So without further ado, would you like to have a listen to some tracks?
Oh, of course I do, Dave.
Okay, what we're going to do is I've done something called an album in the blend, mm-hmm. which is I've taken four songs from Annie's new album, Don't Stop. I've put it in a little bit of a blend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serving it right now for you to listen, Jade.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I know, it's just for you. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. This is Annie.
Different Strokes. Album in the blend. Annie, Don't Stop. Songs remind me of you. I know your girlfriend hates me.
So what do you reckon, Jade?
Some of them sounded interesting. It's not my style.
Definitely not your style, though.
No, it's, you know.
Not the cell.
No, I wasn't feeling it the way I feel my music.
Not really the Tegan and Sarah kind of level.
No, I like a good story. I could be proven wrong if I listen to the whole song.
In any case, that is our album in a blend tonight. Mm-hmm. Annie.
Great work on the album in the blend, though.
Oh, thanks heaps. You can, yeah, if you're in Australia, you can definitely download the album off iTunes. The album's called Don't Stop. Yeah, it's actually already out in the UK and it did pretty badly. It debuted outside the top 100. So
it's not Cheryl Cole.
It's no Cheryl Cole, which is really shocking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how she is doing better than Annie, but I have love for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's room for love for everyone. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Joy 94.9.
Different Strokes Joycast. Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.